Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Michelle Morris with Consolidated Planning Group. We are a holistic, independent financial planning firm that focuses mainly on families who have a loved one with some sort of developmental or intellectual disability. We are located just outside of Houston, but we serve families all across Texas and all across the United States. Today, we're doing kind of a short podcast session here to introduce you to one of our partners that we enjoy working with in the special needs community called Bloom Consulting. Now, we talk about them a lot when we do our webinars related to educational opportunities after high school. We always bring up Bloom Consulting, but we thought we would bring on Ronnie Jo Frazier today to go a little bit more in depth into who they are and how they work with families in the community, in the special needs community, and what they do. So Ronnie, I would love to hear more about you and about Bloom Consulting. I do have several questions, but if you would just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do there as the Vice President of Programs for Bloom Consulting.
Absolutely. Well, nice to meet everyone. My name is Ronnie Jo Frazier, and I, like she said, I'm the Vice President of Programming, which just means I oversee all the programs that we provide through Bloom Consulting. So over the last 5 years, our company has really expanded and grown into the services that we're providing today. And I'm super excited to talk about those because we've really looked at how we can better serve the students and the clients that we support and provide a holistic wraparound care, if you will. So one of the main programs that most people know about us for our Bloom Consulting is our TWC program, where we provide employment supports. We are also contracted with the HCS waiver program, and then we are also providing services through Amerigroup Insurance for Employment Support. So we've really worked over the last year to sort of develop different strands of services that families can interact with us.
Well, that's really wonderful. That is fantastic. And how long have you been there at Bloom Consulting?
I've been with Bloom Consulting for the last 4 years. Before that, I was with Humble ISD running a transition program for 10 years. And before that, I managed large nonprofit organizations for individuals with disabilities.
Wow. Thank you so much for all that you do. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. So
you mentioned that you do some employment services and employment supports. What does that look like for Bloom Consulting?
So we offer those services in a variety of different ways. So we are contracted with Texas Workforce Commission, and we do provide supported employment services, job placement services. We do vocational evaluations, and most of those concentrate in our Austin area. We have an employment support specialist in Austin who provides those one-on-one employment supports. We also are contracted with HCS. We have an HCS contract. And with our contract with them, we provide both employment assistance and supported employment services in the Houston area. And so all of the individuals that we serve that have an HCS waiver are eligible for employment assistance and supported employment. And we have a staff person here that provides those supports. If they're in our HCS program getting those supports, we also provide those through TWC in the Houston area as well. The other way that we provide employment supports is through Amerigroup. We've recently contracted with them, and we provide employment support and supported employment through their waiver-ish type program that they do their funding through as well.
So how does, you mentioned Austin and you mentioned Houston. Are those the only locations that you serve people in?
No, we actually serve people throughout the state of Texas with our pre-employment and transition services and our Campus Connections or College Support Program. That is a statewide service where we provide services throughout the entire state. Our employment supports are more narrowed in the areas that we provide them because we actually have to have trained staff that work one-on-one individually with the client to help them find the job or go through training in order to get employment skills so they can find a job. When we're talking about our pre-employment and transition services, those come in the form of school year, school-based services where we partner with different school districts and we go in and we teach students between the ages of 14 and 22 a curriculum that teaches them employment skills. And then we have our college support program, which is for individuals who have disabilities who are going to college and need additional support. And that those two programs are both statewide. So those happen in all parts of the state.
Wonderful. It sounds like you've got a lot going on over there.
Yeah.
How do people sign up for your services? Is it through their schools? And is there a wait list?
So there is not a wait list for our HCS services. We provide those in what is called, it's like an area, it's Area 5, which is mostly Harris County, all the way down to Galveston. There is no wait list for our services. Once someone receives their HCS slot and they are qualified to get HCS services, they can choose us as their provider. Generally, what happens is when someone is called up on the HCS waiting list, is kind of the terminology that's used, they give them a handout of all the providers in their area, and the families are tasked with going down the list and calling those providers to see what services they offer and if there's a wait list. Bloom Consulting is in the bees, obviously. We do not have a wait list. We have an individual skills and socialization program, formerly a DAHAP program that we run in the Houston area. We do not have a wait list for that program. The focus for that is employment as well. We have host homes. We sponsor host homes. Most of our individuals live with their families. And then again, we do the employment assistance. We have dental services, behavior services. We have OT, PT. We offer the full array of services within the HCS contract. So for that service, they would choose us off of the list that's given to them by their service coordinator. And that would, they would go through the Harris Center or one of the other LITAs in that area. Other services, for instance, if you're going to use a service that's sponsored through TWC, they would also choose us as a vendor from a list that's provided to them by their TWC counselor. And so if you sign up for, let's say, supported employment in the Austin area, the TWC counselor should provide you with a list of vendors, and then you would call the vendor list, see who is a best fit for your individual, and then choose us as a vendor for that. As far as our pre-ed services, most of those are done in partnership with the TWC counselors and the school districts. And so typically the school districts will reach out to us as a vendor of pre-ETS services and bring those in to provide those services to the school-age children. So there's not really a way a family picks that provider. That's mostly done through the school districts.
No, it sounds like we serve a lot of the same people in the community. You helping provide employment training, we provide all kinds of educational training webinars, but mainly we are a financial planning firm that focuses on special needs planning. So we help families determine how much money they're going to need to set aside for their loved ones and all of that. You mentioned several ways to pay for you, which would be through the HCS waiver. Do you also offer private pay solutions for families?
We sure do. There are several of our programs, actually all of our programs, where we accept private pay through our ISS program, which is called Mission Life. We do accept private pay for those services. So if individuals are looking for something to do during the day and they're not employed yet, or they're looking to gain some pre-employment skills, but they've already graduated high school, our Mission Life program is a great opportunity for that. And if they don't have a waiver plan or they're not up on the list yet, families can choose to private pay for that. And we have quite a few individuals who private pay for that. Our Campus Connection program, which is our college support program, that also accepts private pay. So if they're not funded through the Texas Workforce Commission, they can choose to private pay, and that's, there's just a monthly charge for that service. And then all of our pre-ed services, like our summer camps and that are all, we're all open to private pay for those as well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about campus, the on-campus
Yes, the campus connection. Yes.
Campus Connection. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So our Campus Connection program is in its third full year, and it is a wraparound college support program. And so what we identified was a lot of students, or all students, get a ton of support when they're in high school, even when they're going through transition programs. They have a lot of accommodations built into their program. They have teachers that support them. And then they go to college and all of those supports kind of die away. And their families are kind of left holding the bag with, how do I support this my child in college when they're an adult and the professor isn't going to talk to me and the disability service office can only do so much. So we developed our Campus Connection program to fill that gap. And so each student who's enrolled into that program is paired with what we call a coach, a Campus Connection coach, and they meet with that individual once a week, and they go over things like their syllabus, when assignments are due, how things are going, did they get their accommodations from their professors, have they turned them in? And so that's sort of the basis of that, is to help them get through college and be successful. Now, tying into that program, we do lots of other things. We have weekly what we call group skills training activities that we do, where we're teaching the students all types of different skills, everything from budgeting to friendships, social skills, even cooking classes. And then we do group skills training, where we talk about relationships and friendships and, you know, taking responsibility for themselves as adults. And so the program, when we say it's wraparound, we're not only helping them focus on being successful in college, but being successful in life. And typically families sign up per semester. And so you would sign up now for like the fall semester, and then they would be paired with a coach. They meet at least at minimum one time a week for about an hour. And then once a month, they do what's called a wraparound meeting, where they really review the goals and activities. What are we working towards? Why are we in college? What are our next steps? And on those meetings, they can invite whoever they want. It's not just the coach and the student, but they can invite, like, if there's a counselor, or if they have, you know, a therapist that they're seeing. So it's a very cohesive support group that we develop with the wraparound program. Okay. So we serve every school in Texas. So most of our meetings are done virtual. And then on some locations, we do in person, just depending on the group of students who attend that university or college.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what college they attend, they're able to use your services.
Absolutely, yeah. Fantastic. And it doesn't have to be a university. It can be a community college. It can be, we have a lot of students like at Austin Community College, Lone Star Community College, you know, and then a lot at universities. So it really just depends on whatever post-secondary education facility they're at, we can support them there.
That's fantastic. Now, the most important question: how do we get a hold of you and get signed up for these services, or get on your radar? How do we contact you?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is to go to our website, bloomconsultingco.com. That's the easiest way. We have a page for each one of the main areas that we provide service: employment, independent living, which includes our HCS waiver, Campus Connections, pre-ets, and then our vocational evaluations that we do. So to find out most basic information, our website is a really good tool and resource to use. We spend a lot of time each year updating it, keeping all the information up to date. Obviously, my information is on the website, my email address. We also have email addresses set up for each service. So if you're not sure who to email for what service, you can just email Priets at Bloom Consulting, or you can email HCS at Bloom Consulting. And all of those email addresses, while they're generalized, they're routed to the right person who oversees that program, which is typically me. Also, our phone numbers are listed on there. Anytime you can call and request a meeting with me, or we can set up a Zoom. We have really good managers and supervisors over each of our programs that spend time just sitting with families, which is probably a lot what y'all do, and just talk about, what do you need? How can we support you? What is the right path for your child? And how do we help you take that path?
That sounds fantastic. Okay, so your website, one more time, is Bloom Consulting CO, like company, .com. BloomConsultingCO.com. All right, fantastic. I really appreciate you being here and all the work that you do for our community and the help that you provide. You know, there's a lot to navigate out there, and we feel that it is so important to help educate families and advocate for families. And we love that you're out there doing the same thing. So we are very happy to highlight Bloom Consulting today. And thank you everybody for watching this quick little interview, but I really think it's been beneficial, Ronnie, because there's so much that you guys offer. And it's great to be able to highlight your services. Is there anything else that you would like to add for anyone watching today?
No, just thank you so much for the time. I know there's so much information for families to absorb and learn, especially as their children are getting ready to transition out of high school. Our company is really just dedicated to being there to support you, to provide the services to help that transition period, whether it could be go to college or independent living skills, employment. So we're eager to talk to you. So reach out. Even if you're not sure what you need or what your child needs, give us a call. Let's kind of hash it out. And if we're not the one to provide that service, we'll definitely help you find the right people.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for your time today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to Bloom Consulting or to Consolidated Planning Group. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.